We're holding an Erev Kabbalah Sateire. The Gemara says, Elef nichnosim lecheider ve'echod yoytze lehiroe. Elef nichnosim lecheider ve'echod yoytze lehiroe. So the shayla is a mot nezach. So if Elef nichnosim lecheider ve'echod yoytze lehiroe, this is the statistic. Then Elef nichnosim. Elef nichnosim lechayder, ve'echad yoytze lehiroe. So it's among the statistic. 1,000 kids come in, and one kid come out. I mean, the chances are so small. Chazal telling us before we start, Elef nichnosim lechayder, ve'echad yoytze lehiroe. Then as the Gemara of Shimba Yechai Yomer, Im Shnayim, Ani ve'bni, ve'im echad ani. And everyone wants, including an Erev Shavuos, every bacher, an Erev Shavuos has moments. He wants to be the Echad Yoytze Lehiroe. He wants to be the Yochid HaMiyuchad that is Yoytze Lehiroe. So what is the Pshat? The Pshat is, the Echad Yoytze Lehiroe doesn't mean statistic, 1 out of 1,000. It means the Rambam Meshmit of Yehovah that we mentioned, V'loy shevet levi bilvat, el kol ish v'ish mikol baya oilom, asher nodvo rucho yoysoy, v'yivioi madoi li'ibode lamoit lifnei Hashem neshorsoy, v'leovdoi leido es Hashem, v'olach yoshor k'mo sh'asor elokim, v'porak oil mitzavoroi oil ha'cheshbon nesorabim, asher bikshu bnei odom, kol echod v'echod mi'Yisroel, שונות ורוחוי, והביאו עם הדוי להיבואי לעמוד לפני השם, וליושב כמו שעשו אלוקים, הרי זה נזכד אש כדש קדושי לי, השם חלקוי נחלוס לי לעד ולאויל מועלומים, וייסקל לי בו אלום הזה דבר המספיק לוי, וייסקל לי אלום הבו, כל איכון ואיכון מישראל, every person could be the איכון, אשר נות וליבוי, רבי מוסו ולא יורסו ביודו, אבל מעטי מוסו ואורסו ביודו, כל אחד ואחד מישראל השונות וליבוי. ומהר"ל says, הקדוש ברוך הוא יחטוף עליהם הר כגיגיס. ושאל את כלל ישראל said, נעשה ונשמע. They want to be מקבל את התורה. Why you have to have כופה עליהם הר כגיגיס? They said, yes. Why to spoil it? They're doing it ברוצן. זה חזר, יש הגדולות, they change it. אבל כפשוטם של דבורים סזר שוור. זאת למהר"ל, Kodesh Baruch Hu told them, the chefze from Kabbalah Satoiro, the chefze from Kabbalah Satoiro is not. Baruch Hashem, I decided to learn. I have a cheshek to learn. It's not in Kabbalah Satoiro. Kabbalah Satoiro is, v'im lav shom tiyeh kvuraschem. It's only two options, other teire, other mise. There's no three options in life. To learn, to be a good balabos, or to live. Nay, order to learn, order to die. Thus is Kabbalah Sateire. If a person feels that there's another option in his life, it's felt in Kabbalah Sateire. Even if he says, I want to sit and learn day and night. Even if he decides that he's learning. But if there's another tzad, as we can machen was mevil, felt in the Kabbalah Sateire. Hashem picked up the Har Sinai. V'im lav shom tiyeh kvuraschem. This is it. Order teire, order shtar. Thus is Kabbalah Sateire. You have to mekabel that this is the mitzvah by you. Either you're learning, either you're dying. Does it the chefze from the marus? And if not, see felt in the Kabbalah Sateire. As a Muslim, Kabbalah's oil toiro. Kabbalah's oil toiro is not only that the guy sits and learns. It's not enough for the Kabbalah Sateire. For the Kabbalah Sateire, you have to have Kabbalah's oil toiro. Kabbalah's oil toiro means oil toiro, oil mishtaut. The Welt Alamo speaks out. Maybe before that, Stam a small Eitzah, I saw this week, Meshatef, Tamir, Zagmi Rasach, Sad the Netziv in the Parsha, the Netziv brings down, Shtei the Nozir, three things. He's not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to megaleach, and he's not allowed to tamel emesim. Then it says, Nozir Koydesh Yir LaHashem. So the Netziv is Masbir. There's two types of Naziris. There's one Nozir that does it because he wants to be Kodesh LaHashem. It says in Amos, V'ekech mibneichem neviim, umyaldeichem nazirim, heichem nazireo, saying the king of Salomon. The Nazirim are people that are close to Hashem. And there's another group of Nazirim that they have a chashash that they will do avere, or a seita bekilkulo yaziratzma min hayayin, Nozir shebadorim, pochaz al itzri, bikesh et ordeni min ha'olam. It's not a parsha for Nazirim. It's two parsha for Nazirim. Zog the Netziv, Nozir is not allowed to drink wine. For the first Nozir, it makes sense. Why is he not allowed to drink wine? Because he wants to be Kodesh LaHashem. He's not allowed to megaleach. Okay, he's not allowed to play with his hair. Porush mitanugi oilom hazeh. Porush mitanugi oilom hazeh. But why is he not allowed to metamel emesim? Why is he not allowed to metamel emesim? The first Nozir. Speaks about the second Nozir. Zogtor, because if he's metamel emesim, he's be'atzvus. And if he's be'atzvus, he can't be close to Hashem. And the Nozir, Azevi, has to be kabbal on himself. To be kodesh, not to drink wine, tanuge sa'ilom, not to be galeach. He cannot go to a levaya, even if his parents, because he has to be in b'shum atzvus. The koyach of the Yetzirah is when a person decides what we're going to speak about, the mekabel toiro, he puts him down. He gives him to feel down. Not to be besimcha. Tzigonish. Tzigonish. You see the people that are the most down during the years. Tzikum ben azmanim, they wake up. Yeah, they're never down ben azmanim, yeah? It's posh. The Yetzirah has a koyach to take away the simcha. On simcha is nishtok in avoyna saboyre. And the zelbe kabbalah zog the Netziv. If poyrish miyayim, the zelbe kabbalah, if poyrish mitiglachas, is poyrish meatzvus. I will not let him to feel bad. I will not let myself to feel bad because Yenem said and Yenem said and Yenem did. I will not let. This is the keach of the Yetzer. He wants me to feel down. And this is the kabbalah of the Nozir. And so why? He can't be even his father's levaya. Felt in the kirmas Hashem. A person that's called kuloi cannot even have atzvus for a second. But this is a stira to kirmas Hashem to have atzvus. It's a stira to kirmas Hashem to have atzvus. We're holding an Erev Kabbalah Satere. The Welt Alamon has a kasha. Why people stay awake? Shavuos night. Bishleim in places. The Takish Shavuos night is long. Australia now, 10. Tonight in Australia. Someone spoke yesterday. It's 10 hours. Shkia is 5 o'clock and Netz is 7:30 in the morning. So there, oh, can't understand. 10 hours to learn Lel Shavuos makes sense. It's a gewaldic. It's a gewaldic. Over here, you know, some people learn 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. And then they sleep the day before, the day after. Yeah. So some people don't understand. Why does it say in Shloach Kodesh that they stand and they learn, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu came in the middle? The grace in Yoni, where a person sits and learns in the Shavuos, is lo yatuyo v'lo yeshuah. I'm a fault. I heard once one of the Gedolim. The answer is, Rabbi Yisrael Herzog and Gut. Kabbalah Satoiro is to makriv's life for the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're right. In a normal day, maybe you learn more hours. But the mice, it's hard to stay awake from the beginning of saying, like, to eat an hour and then to learn for 5 hours, bamish bis the morning, and not to stop. It's a great akrovet. Bachalts. Sleeping before, sleeping after. It's hard, you're tired. This akrovet is the tchilas from Kabbalah Satoiro. The chelse from Kabbalah Satoiro, we makri for the Torah. We make some nefesh for the Torah. Person has to know, we spoke a lot of times, that in Limud HaTorah, Chazanish says that a person that is loymed v'poisek mimishnosoi, he speaks here and he speaks here, who oisef hevel v'reus ruach. Chazanish will not say it, I will not say it. See a guy sitting in Seder. After 5 minutes he says hello to him. 10 minutes he says hello to him. 10 minutes he pushes this guy. Half an hour he just takes a drink. 20, half an hour later he just checks if maybe someone sent him a message. Yeah, and then he just checks one of the signs say outside. And like any half an hour, yeah, and if he doesn't find something to do, come back to the office, yeah? Chazanish has one word on him. What he did today? Oisef hevel v'chus ruach. Gor nishkitov. I will not say what the Chazanish calls it. Oisef hevel v'chus ruach. That's nishkintere. Learn him, mitzvah, say it. Hevel v'chus ruach, zog the Chazanish. And we know that when a person sits and learns, when a person is sitting and learning, when a person learns a half an hour, then he learns 2 hours. Samiri and Mishlei, the Miri says in Mishlei, that when a person learns 2 hours, it's not a pshat he learned 2 hours. 2 hours is double, it's 4 hours. When a person learns 3 hours, it's 8 hours. And when he learns 4 hours, he's holding in 16. And when he goes to 5 hours, it's 32. And when he goes to 6 hours, it's already 64. When he comes to 7 hours, he's holding in 128. This is the answer the Meiri explains. A person, I don't know if you know Chazanish, if you know the Chazanish. But if you take the Sefer Chazanish and you try to copy word by word from the words of the Chazanish, you will die before you finish the copy. Try to do it, copy, but not with a pen, you know, with a feather, like they did in the old days. Try to copy Rashi, only word by word. I'll copy every word from all of the Rashi, Al Ateir, Al Chumash, and like 5 Ma'aduras, yeah? You'll never man. So when they did it, and when Rashi learned, and when he was a Talmid Chochem, and when he was running away with the guy who tried to kill him, the answer is, we learn sometimes a day, 3 hours, 4 hours, 20 minutes here, 20 minutes here. Man, we said in the Seder, but we make up circuits. Rashi in one day, he learned 10 hours, he had 500 hours a day, the Koyach of the Torah that he learned. And he didn't stop by night. He didn't stop. The Gemara says that one of the Amiroyim was Koy Beirach. And the Yitzhahori wanted to kill him and he couldn't because they posek Purim Megilsa. So what he did, he went, he sat outside of the Arz of Beirach, on the main pole, and Poka Arz of Beirach, and Ishtak Minu Levi Yochale. Gemara Makis Nafiut. Fayidu Chavetz Chaim al HaTeire, he never used the bathroom? What do you mean he never stopped to learn? Well, not the Yitzhahori, he had to go to the bathroom. To have him there. So what is the Gansas Ach? And he had to break the whole Bismarosh for him? I don't remember where I saw it. I'm old. So the Chofetz Chaim, if a person sits and learns without a hefsek, and when he goes out, because he needs and he comes back, this is Talmud Torah, that it's a whole even can't kill you. If in the middle of his learning, he stand, picked up his head to see the noise outside. What is going? Oh, this is a hefsek in learning. Because he wants to. And what he needs to for his learning, if he's called Kula Teira, it's Teira Magna. We have to have a Kabbalah Sateira. The way to have the Kabbalah Sateira is to make the Mesirus Nefesh for Teira. To make a Mesirus Nefesh for Teira. They gave out the Sanishi with his papers, the Chazanish, the famous Maisim of the Chazanish. There was 2 Bochrim, Choshev and Bochrim. They were sitting and they were shmuzing to each other. And they didn't realize that the Chazanish was there. They were speaking about the Gishmak and learning. Learning, Gishmak. They're the 2 best Bochrim in Panovich. And he's about each other, you know, we're the best, and we know that's not so gishmak. So what is the Gansa Maisa here? Now we know that we'll be the Gedolim in the next door. And this is, we know what is the gishmak. And they didn't realize that the Chaznish was standing behind them. And the Chaznish came in, the Chaznish put his hands on them. The Chaznish told them, when a person learns an hour, Seder, he learns 2 hours, 3 hours of the Tzufis. When he learns 4 hours, he starts to feel the Mesikas. And when he learns 5 hours, he starts to feel Mamesh Teiras Hashem. And when he's learning 6 hours, Beretzifes, he Margish Teiras Hashem, Tmim, Mameshiv, Asnofesh. And the Chazish was saying it, they realized they saw him like he's picturing, like it's happening to him. And in 7 hours, you feel like the Shechinas Medaberes Mitter Groinoi. And after 8 hours, you can't stop. You just don't want to stop. Some people never did it in their life yet. For 8 hours without stopping. Again, when a person needs to stop, because he needs to stop what he needs, it's not a stop. A second more from that, stop, loses the whole hefsek. We said already, Amol, Rabbi Akiva, went to learn. Because Amol, his wife sent him to learn. They were poor, she gave him such a nice house, and they were living in the straw. And she came, at 12 years he came back. And outside the door, he hears the neighbor tells his wife, that the neighbor is telling her, you know, your husband left you, Hazay. She says, Alevai, you will stay for another 12 years. And he goes back to Bismedrash. Fakdim Chaim Shmulevitz. Fashteinish. Who sent him to learn? His wife. Not the parents that support you and you know they came for Shavuos, you have to visit them. But it's a wife. It's a wife. All of your life is because of her. All of your life. All of your tail is because of her schus. Without her, we go on. Go in, say hello, and say, oh, I heard you left me to go back and I'm going back. And Rabbi Kiva could think about Bevan Akuma and Gulasik when he goes to speak to her. That is Masiach Zayin from Lernen. So Rabbi Kiva. Why he didn't go in? Zogim Chayish Mulev is because he knew if he carries on, he will come back after 24 years. So it's billions more. And if he comes in, what she will have, a 12 and a 12 husband. It's not worth it for her. And even to discuss it with her, it's not worth it. So I'm not saying, maybe only if your wife is such a madregi, you're allowed to mevater on the wife. You have to ask a shayla every time how much you meshubit to the bais. You have to know. But I've added to parents of friends, I've added to know how to go to eat by them. Yeah? For sure not in Shavuos. If you want to be proud of the tell you. A person has to know. You have to do a mesirus nefesh. Kol ha-mekabel ol ol teire ma'avirim imenu ol derech eretz. Kol ha-mekabel ol teire ma'avirim imenu ol derech eretz. The siyata d'shmaya comes when you mekabel ol teire. If you're not mekabel ol teire, there's no siyata d'shmaya. This year, Baruch Hashem, works out good. Have Shabbos mit Shavuos tzusammen. I'm saying, if everyone could try, we have tonight to try to have 6 hours. A person eats in yeshiva, the marshal, who finished to eat 10 o'clock already, to live straight till 4 o'clock. Call to the places, I'm sorry, I can't come. You know, I'll give you a bischus in matera. You could blame me, I'm asking to call the people to finish 10 o'clock and after the meal. Learn straight from 10 o'clock until 4 o'clock. Some people, the first time, don't feel the gishmaka taste. Moshe Ma'adov Adoyme, a person, you know, he was eating very sharp, you know, harif, all different, as a chazachim, else is fire. Then he goes to taste this fancy cake, he wants to feel a caramel taste inside, yeah? Then it's gay. Sometimes a person, the ganze yor, you know, he's all different shmutzik chazachim, and the first time that he eats for 6 hours, he will not feel the gishmaka taste. Say it. But 6 hours, I don't think there's one person here that can't do it. I hope that there's not one person here that cannot do it. After the first 6 hours, then you could rest a little bit. You have the second Shavuos. Some people could stay up the second night. The people that can't, they finish to daven mincha, they finish to eat again. 1 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock, they finish. Straight till 8 o'clock. Another 6 hours. The person that can't will learn 2 hours in the middle of the day, and another 6 hours in the end, the second night Shavuos. Then again, Shabbos day. 12 o'clock, you're over every student developed. And again, from 12 to 6, you learn 6 hours. I want to tell you, the person that does it, some people do 7 hours. It's an andere Shavuos. It's an andere Kabbalah Satoiro. The person has to know, after you mekabel the Torah, it's yours. I have friends today, the migdoili, amarbitze Torah in the world. They came into Shavuos one way, and they went out the other way. Forget about your friends for 3 days. Forget about them. Just for 3 days. Sunday we'll be back normal. Mamshach the sugya is weiter. 3 days. Forget about friends, forget about garnished. Take for 3 days now. It's not even 3 days. It's 2.5 days left. And do it. 3 times at least 6. And again, in between, don't be mafsik. I'm not saying it's not to rest. Don't pick up a newspaper, chas v'shalom. Don't go chas v'shalom to a house. Even if you have 6 or 6 to a house, that it's not, that the whole thing will be dibuhi koidish. Even if you're not holding it the whole year. And the whole year you have to go to these places to eat. About Shavuos. Don't make a hefsik. Make 666, but in between try to connect them. The koyach ha-toiro, the oyer fun toiro, but klal Yisrael said nasev and nishma. 3,000 years ago, it's in the same koyach. If you say nasev and nishma, you zoicher to shtei ksorim. You zoicher, Chazal say Moshe Rabbeinu was up in the Shomayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, arboim yoim, lechem lo yochalti, umayim lo yishotisi. Fragen dem Forschim. Manufshach. It was easy for Moshe not to eat there or not easy? If it was easy because it was in the Shomai, so what is it? So you are Malach, you know, so you did eat for 40 days. What's the Shaykh? Al-Kochach Moshe was so hungry there, so he gave him a sugar. Hashem saved him. Hashem gave him the whole time koyach that he will not die. Oh, but he was so hungry. And he was so thirsty. Why? Because even Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah is nikneh u'mesirus nefesh. The Kabbalah Satayra, even by Moshe, had to be mesirus nefesh. Moshe tells them, you think I went up to the Shemaim, they plugged it into me, you know. He plugged in his chmei. I fired him, you know, Hashem gave him everything, and he came down. Moshe says, name. Upstairs to get the Torah, I had to fight for it. It doesn't come without fighting. And the Torah says, Chazal say, Moshe limit Torah v'meshakeach, limit Torah v'meshakeach, limit Torah v'meshakeach. Hashem nivlo b'matono. Last minute Hashem gave it to him. This is what Hashem is expecting us to do b'shas matan Torah. The Yitzhakorah knows that. He wants you to miss it. Your yeshiva bocher. Your matorah is learning. Nothing is stopping you now. Nothing is stopping you. So you will speak to another two more people. And you will eat another cheesecake by someone. Laz up! Try once! To Meister Nefesh! Moshe was not zeicher without that. And we will be zeicher. Rabbi Yisrael said, Oy, tzun zeradoich. Rabbi Yisrael said, a mensch will visit Shas overnight, but he wants to have a little sleep in that night also. He wants his davening to Hashem overnight in Oshas, but you know, also a little bit to sleep, chaparai. He's not asking him to give over one night. He's not asking him to give over one night. But if a person gives over, and a person is meisel nefesh, a person will have atzmoch, a person will have siyata tishmai. So Bezos Hashem will be zeicha together to mekabel toiro be'avo, and the choftake that after Shavuos, I'm telling you, you could see, I see it every year. You see on the people that wore Mekabel Torah, you see the Ksorim, and you see the people that Nebach were there, and Hashem wanted to give. And they said, no, maybe I'll finish, you know, the famous Maise from Shalom Shvadron. Shalom Shvadron said, was a person once. So he came to his friend, and he told him, you know, remember we're learning Yeshiva together? Yeah. And I'm such a shver matzav, the mafia wants to kill me and this and that, I need $10,000. So I said, no problem, come to my office, I'll give you. Okay, so the guy goes to the office, no one comes. Yeah. That was the night, the phone rings by that friend. The friend says, what happened? Remember me, I lived in yeshiva, we were roommates, remember we went together to places. Yeah, the mafia wants to kill me, I need $10,000 cash. He says, no problem, come tomorrow morning to the office, you'll get it. So tomorrow morning, no one comes. Okay, so again, 12 o'clock by night, the phone rings. My friend, you remember me, it's not the mafia, the mamash wanted to kill me. He says, no, but tomorrow morning, I will stand outside my office. Just pass with a car, I'll give you the money. Say that. Comes, gosh, no one comes. The other day, 1 o'clock, when I had the phone rings, my friend, you remember, in Shiva, we're such good friends. Yeah, what's this? The mafia, they want to kill me and my wife. I mamash need $10,000, the khuf. He says, no problem, you know, come, send someone, you don't have to come yourself to the office. Send someone to the office, I'm counting it, I'll open the office, I'll be there 6 o'clock in the morning. So he comes, came a kumpish. Okay, so that was the night, 2 o'clock by night, the phone rings. My friend, you remember me from yeshiva? He's like, I'm shugana, loves me up. And he puts down the phone on him. Shugana, loves me up. Person comes to Rabbeinu Shalom, I want to be a Talmid Chochem. And all the same, Beli Beinu, Lavi, Lahaski, Lishmoya. Shmoya says, Givaldik. Come to Bismillah, she says, Malochim, take package of Siyata Lishmaya, teach this person to you. Because the Malochim come, the guy is not there, came late. Because they go back, Hashem says, okay. Then the Mayrim says again, the same, Beli Beinu, Lahavi, Lahaski, Lishmoya. Just then, Malochim, Mamash, give him Siyata Lishmaya, be the biggest Talmid Chochem. Say that. The Malachim come, he's not in the seat, shmuzing outside. They go up to the Shemaim, the guy starts to cry, Rabbi Shalom, Shavuos, Kabbalah Satira, Mama Shmuan Siyata Nishmaya. She says, Lel Shavuos, 2 o'clock by night, the Malachim, go down, give him packs of Siyata Nishmaya. The Malachim coming, he says, he went to eat by supper. Say it. He says, they come back, again in the morning, he says, Abba Rabba and Shavuos, you know, everyone cries. Shmuel tells Malachim, Hatzachai, he's going to rest now. In the afternoon, he's planning to learn. Mamish, open his eyes, and then he'll be a Ilui. Because if they come back, he's sleeping the whole Shavuos day. Next time when he asks, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, Meshugener loz mirois. Person has to know, we have a koyach to matzliach. Shavuos is coming. If a person will decide, Bachlota nimretzes, is mekabel terek meshetzorich, Hashem, who is the architect of the world.